For more than five decades, Cuba has been cut off from much of the global economy. That's in large part because of the 1960 U.S. embargo. It not only bans most American trade with the communist nation, it also stipulates that any ship that docks in Cuba is not allowed to enter the U.S. for 6 months. That's discouraged a lot of other nations from sending cargo ships there. Now Cuba's leaders seem to be moving beyond all that. This week they unveiled a massive new state-of-the-art port in Mariel. The Cuban port town was the launching point for a boat lift that brought some 125,000 Cubans to the U.S. in 1980. These days, Mariel's dreaming of becoming a regional trading hub, according to the BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Havana.
The port itself is extremely impressive, full of very tall, gleaming cranes and all the usual high-tech port equipment that you'd expect there. The day that we went, it was for the official opening ceremony, so Raul Castro was expected and Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff there, as well as several other leaders from Latin America. So a gleaming, pristine new port, which Cuba's really betting on as a potential new motor for its economy. And I think you can see the need for that if you look outside of the port area, because it's a fairly rundown area of the country. Cuba, of course, some parts of it look like they've been completely left behind by modernity. So lots of old American cars, roads full of potholes and fairly poor standard of living.
So is it open for business? I mean, this was a ribbon cutting ceremony. Are there ships coming and going? Is it thriving?
Actually, there was a ship in port for the day of the ceremony. The first ship that had docked there was a ship from the United States, which is a little bit surprising considering that there's a trade embargo. But since 2001, 2002, Cuba's been able to import food and other things from America as long as it pays up front in cash. And so there was a huge ship full of poultry, in fact, which had just been delivered.
So when ships arrive in Cuba and drop off goods there, will they then be picking up Cuban goods to take elsewhere?
I think the most important part around the port is a zone which Cuba is hoping to develop. It's known as the Special Economic Development Zone. And what it is essentially is a free trade area where Cuba is trying to lure in foreign firms to give them preferential terms for investing there. Now, I think this is significant in particular because Cuba has been fairly hesitant about allowing too much foreign investment in the country. And this, I think, many people are seeing as a big signal that Cuba is open for business now, that it does want to bring foreign investment into the country on its own terms, but and particularly in this area around the Mariel port.
So is this also a jobs program for Cubans? Are they likely to be hired at these new enterprises?
Certainly, the people I spoke to in the villages or the towns or settlements around there were saying that they do hope that when that foreign investment eventually comes in, that there will be a lot of jobs for the local people. And of course, the reason they say that that's important is not that they don't have jobs now, because they do, most of them. The point is the salaries. At the moment, on average, a Cuban worker in a state firm is earning around $20 a month. In Mariel, at the moment, the salaries are around 10 times that. And the hope is that that would be the same for foreign firms that are hiring in the area in the future.
And as I read it, these businesses that set up shop in the Mariel zone, they, unlike anything to date in Cuba under Castro, these will be 100% foreign owned. Is that correct?
Yes, you can have 100% foreign-owned firms operating in the Mariel zone, which, of course, is much more attractive to firms that might want to invest here. They say they have 35 applications which are proceeding to invest in the zone. They're led by Western Europe, led by Spain and Italy, but also particularly Brazil. Brazil, of course, particularly important because it's the country that stumped up $800 million in credit in order to allow the port and the zone around it to be built.
Yeah, Brazil was really the key player in getting this going. What's in it for Brazil?
Well, we asked Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, who's been in town this week, we asked her, is this about ideology? Is this because she's a former guerrilla fighter herself, an old friend of Fidel Castro and Raul Castro? Is this that she's simply a friend of Cuba and wants to help another left-wing, in this case, communist country? She said, no, this is economic. This is pragmatic. This is about Brazil. This is about improving things for Brazil, too. She described this as a win-win situation. So they're betting, I think, very much on a Cuba after the U.S. economic embargo is lifted, Cuba, which is a small market in many ways, a small country, but a country which has so many needs and where so many countries in the future see a lot of opportunity.
Sarah Rainsford, BBC's correspondent in Havana. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.